Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. And this is Deborah Leanne, and it is time for Wednesday Wisdom Radio. I have to laugh because this topic was very clear to me last night when it first came to mind in a discussion with a group that I belong to that supports each other in our stepping out in a marketing way, but from being from a holistic, less mainstream kind of businesses. And I love this group because we're all things anything but mainstream. So it's been pretty fun to get to know them. And we all are somewhat loath to the whole concept of selling. Yet, how do we get our great work in the world if we do not sell and market? And this has been huge for me. And before we get into this discussion in much detail, I'd love to just drop in for myself as well as for you to be here fully present with you and stop all of the mind chatter that has been, I've had a very intellectual, brain candy kind of day with lots of new learning and some amazing workshops with local network folks this morning. And I can play in that arena really well, but it keeps me distanced from who I am and what I'm up to. So I would like to set aside my intellect and go back into who I am, which is much more than my brain and my smarts. And breathing down into my hips, into my pelvic bowl, feeling my feet flat on the ground. Oh, almost like magnetically pulled down into the core of Mother Earth. And that's not as easy for me. It's funny, my toes are kind of numb. It's cold here. And my it's hard for me to feel my feet right now because they're somewhat tingly from being cold. So I'm going to work on getting that feeling back into my feet so I can enjoy that energetic pull that I do feel when I connect. And breathing. Breathing in deeply and allowing it to go down our backs, our much ignored spine, stretching if you've been sitting at your desk all day, and even getting up and letting your arms float around you to give your body and your space a little bit of energetic massage, just moving around and being here in this moment, grounded, centered, and fully present. And from this place, I will get back into our subject around sales and the tendency to feel that kind of sick to your stomach, sleazy thing when we do feel like we're manipulated, and we have been. I think that's part of it, is that it's almost like a, and I don't mean this to take this term lightly, but almost like a PTSD, a post-traumatic stress disorder cycle but we bump up on is that remembering of we did get sold once a bill of goods that wasn't what we were told it was going to be. We were told a lie that we believed somewhere and it came back to haunt us. We did get made fools out of whether others saw it or we felt it because of buying into somebody's story, right? Many of us have been on dates or on job interviews or involved in one of those timeshare presentations, you know, where it's all so slick and beautiful and you want to buy in, and you know that's what they're there, you were invited there to do. And it brings up this strange resistance and this also this we want what they're selling us. Why? Many of us wouldn't even want it on a normal day, but there's something about being in the room with that very magnetic presence telling us that we need this, that we buy into. And then afterwards, many of us have been known to experience what's called buyer's remorse. So knowing that this is a type of sales and marketing and advertising that has built our capitalism here in the United States, it has also been something that we have lived through and has created some shame, and for many people, even overspending and taking things home that they don't want or need. And for us, even to be able to step into a role where we are supposed to sell, whether it's even just who we are as a person, if we're going to talk with somebody in a job interview, or it's meeting somebody in a networking and letting them know who we are and what our business is, each of those opportunities is a place for us to be presenting who we are. And we feel this kind of sickness sometimes about selling who we are. And what would that be like if we could just come from a place of sacred sharing, of openly showing up with our hearts open, our eyes, our mind relaxed, that we don't have to have any prepared sales pitch, that we're really just in the room to meet a new friend or a new connection or someone who may or may never become a client or a strategic partner or a future love and romantic interest, any of that. And what would that be like to let all that other stuff drop away and just go in there and say, you know what, I'm so excited about meeting this new human, somebody who has a beating heart, who is a potential new source of relationship and connection and a beautiful mirror for me to even know myself that much more. What would that be like? So I have taken this year of 2016 and taken the whole sales conversation off of my to-do list. Yes, I need to connect with the women that I've met in the last 5, 10, 15 years of my networking and community connections and just check in and see what they're up to. I'm not going to, you know, push any of my sales things on them. I just really want to know what's up for them and share what's up with me and what I'm doing these days. And if it turns into a client relationship, wonderful. If it turns into a partnership relationship, fabulous. If it turns into an opportunity to have a new friend that I haven't talked to in a while that we could become activity buddies or share, business resources, that's even more amazing. And that's how I'm going to look at it, is I'm going to be connecting, sharing, engaging, offering, not selling. And that's a bad thing. It's not a bad thing. Let me take that back. We have automatically, in many cases, when we think of a salesperson, I still look in my mind, I see the cartoon character kind of guy with his hair slicked back, this plaid jacket on. He's kind of got a swagger and a, you know, handsome but shady look about him. You know, the used car salesman that would sell you this amazing car and tell you it's everything that it's not. And meanwhile, you go and drive away and it doesn't even have a steering wheel. You know, I mean, that's the kind of cartoon I have in my mind when I think of a salesperson. And yet I have been a very successful salesperson for years because I looked at it at that time as being a service person. And that renaming it, reclaiming what I'm doing and how to do this with integrity for me is what I needed to do. And the more I'm feeling like this, I feel this is huge for women especially. We are much more apt to stand up and negotiate or ask for what we need if it is for someone else, if it is for a team member or a family member. You remember the pictures of mothers lifting cars off of their children if they're, you know, if they're injured, right? We come to these amazing things that we'll do for someone else, and rarely do we have that strength to stand up and talk for ourselves and ask for what we need and share what we're up to in the world. And I'm all about changing that. I would love it if you'd like to join me on this. I believe that it's just a way of shifting the paradigm, right? It's a culture shift. It's a way of showing up in a way that is truly shining our light, right? It is showing up in a way that is real and true to us. And the sooner that women can start saying, this is who I am, this is where I'm brilliant, and this is what I am looking for, and this is my vision, and who wants to support this with me, the sooner that we will be stepping into the change agent, the catalyst, the social mission entrepreneur that we want to be. And I don't know where the independent woman syndrome came up. That's like, I don't need anything. I've got this. Thanks. I really don't need, you know, I don't know where that came from, but it is hurting many of us. You know, the self-awareness thing is a huge competency for leaders, right? How self-aware are you? Where are you brilliant? And what are your innate gifts? And do you know what the shadows are or the areas that are running you underneath? Those not wanting to be needy, not wanting to sound like we don't know it all, not wanting to sound like we're stupid, or not wanting to sound like we're superior and amazing, and I really am clear that I'm good at this. There's light and dark shadows there. The more that we can play with all of those, that we can have a harmony that's true and real of who we are, the places where we say, you know what, it's hard for me to even say this. I'm not used to asking for help, but I really need help. Or, you know what? No, thanks. I don't need that. This is what we do, many of us. We like someone. We want them to like us, and we buy their product, even though we need it or want it. How often do we do that? We go to a party for some kind of home sale product, and we say, yes, I'd love this. We don't need it. We don't want it. Or we really do need it and want it, and we won't speak up about it because of another reason. You know, I really would love this. I just can't afford it this month, or I'm choosing to put my money in this direction this month. And being honest, we make up all kinds of excuses, and it's another way to deflect what's really going on with us. Who would we be if we really spoke from our hearts and shared what's real? One of the modules I teach women leaders is called truth telling. And it is not easy. Many women find it very difficult to go in outside of their brain, go deeper than that and find out what's real for them. Very often women will report to me that they don't even know what's real for them. They don't even know what they really want because they've never taken the time to listen to what they want with their body, soul, heart, what's whispering to them. Because it's all about what everybody else wants for them or what culture has told us or family has told us that they want for us. So I'm not going to belabor this thought too much, but I do want to really share that this sales thing is essential in some form or another. It is even in our body, we can shut down the ability to receive support and connection because we are guarded. And that protection guardian thing will show up in a couple of different ways for women. One is we tend to hide. Many of us are more comfortable being invisible. We may complain about it a lot, but that's where we feel, and I will speak for myself because I've done this for years, it's easier to be invisible and not stand out than to stand out too much because that's really scary. The other side of the coin is we project or we are acting, pretending. We're putting on a role or a mask. It's just the other side of the coin. As opposed to hiding behind something, we are putting on a face and acting like we've got this. Yep, I don't need anything. I've got this. I'm very successful. Everything's good. I love that. Everything's fine. I don't need anything. My life is perfect. Things are really good. And they may be really good right now. And we also don't want to be one of those, what do you call those people that are the ones that are the negative Nellies, you know, that come in and you go, say, how are you today, Deborah? And they say, this is going on. From a complaining standpoint, there's another way to do that too. That's still telling the truth where you're in your personal power and say, you know what? It's not been the best of days, but I'm learning a lot and I'm just going to stay low key and ask me again tomorrow, would you? Because I think I'm working my way through this. Or do you have a minute? I really would like to just share what's going on with me right now, if you'd like to hear. We don't do that, do we? Often people say, hey, how are you? How you doing? I haven't seen you in forever. And you're like, good, I'm great. Things are great. And we're not telling the truth. And then there's the other side of that where somebody says, how are you? And you say, oh, you know, we don't want to act like things are too good, so we'll make stuff up. You know, well, you know, my daughter this, or this is going on, or what about this weather? You know, it's cold out there, and it's icy, and da-da-da. Is that real? It's another way to hide. It's another way to sell what's not true. And it's another way to build another wall around us. So the biggest thing is I'd love to ask you, where do you really share? Where do you really shine? In what instances or in what circles are you the most comfortable in being the highest and best you? And when you feel that, being in the highest and best of you place, can you extend that to another corner of your life? Let's say you're the most amazing self when you're with your best girlfriend. However, when you're with your kids and they're asking you something, as opposed to saying, you know what, mommy's had a long day, I really want to spend some time with you and play tonight, but right now I'm just going to take 15 minutes and just go sit in the other room and meditate. Just give me a little bit here to reconnect. Or can I just have a little bit of quiet while I just think through some stuff, and then I'll be right with you, and I'll even be more present because I'll have worked through or put this thing to bed or finished this email or whatever it is. Asking for what we want, being real, selling and sharing from a sacred space. These are all stretches for me. And I realize that I'm really comfortable in connecting. I used to interview people right and left, and one of my gifts was finding that common ground and allowing that person to relax and share what's really important to them in their next role, what kind of role they're looking for. And sometimes it meant I steered them away from the company I was hiring for because it wasn't a good match. Sometimes it meant that I would learn more than maybe I wanted to know about that person. But it was always a way for me to find common ground and to create a connection. And I'm good at that. What if I were to bring those skills into every one of my conversations with prospective dates, right? Lovers, you know, a romantic partner, or a prospective client, or a prospective partner that I might be able to work with to do more workshops? That'd be fascinating to me. Bringing my strengths forward in a way that honors me and the other person? Huh. So I'm going to redefine what that all, how that wiring is in my mind. And I would love to hear from you where you struggle with being your most sacred self, your highest self, in relationship to something that's meaningful or scary for you, in relationship to growing your business, in a relationship to a client or colleague that intimidates you, in relationship with potential partners. Something around money, and for me, men, and you know that, and having opportunities to create something more powerful by having a stronger connection with another person, that's a little scary. Yet, I'm learning to like that edge of scariness, butterfly in the stomach kind of, ooh, this is new, this is different, and playing with that and laughing. Last night we laughed and laughed and laughed about having to make phone calls that are soul-sucking sales calls versus what if we just flipped that around and made it into a joyful experience. And it was brilliant because every one of us need to market our businesses. We're solopreneurs. We don't have a sales team. And we don't want to do it in a way that's not in alignment with who we are. So that's a new practice for me. And if you see any of my social media posts or you hear something come across in one of my videos with it you feel is less than authentic, I would love for you to call me on it. Say, you know what? You did great in this video until you got to this point and you completely turned the energy around and turned me off. That's very helpful feedback for me. And I would love to hear from you. So until our next week together, I wish you an amazing week of opening to more of who you are and sharing it with the world. We all want to see it. And believe me, you won't scare any of us because we all have our own stuff going on, right? So take excellent care, and we will talk soon. Thanks again for listening. Bye-bye.